Dear friends at Bellworth Park Catholic Community, this is Father Scott with another reflection. Now, this reflection is going to be posted on November 22nd, Sunday. It's a Sunday before Thanksgiving. So I'd like to talk about leading up to Thanksgiving Day in my reflection today. I'm going to make some suggestions for how you can prepare for Thanksgiving Day. And so there's going to be a suggestion for each day of the week. So Monday. Monday, I want you to take some time, 5 minutes if you can, and just start thanking God for your health. Go over every aspect of your health. Maybe you can just go over the different members of your body. Thank you for my eyes. Thank you for my seeing, my hearing. Thank you for my hands, my muscles. Thank you for my heart, you know. Thank you that I can walk. I mean, be creative. But it has to always begin, thank you, God, for. Thank you, God, for. Okay? Now, that's going to be Monday. The Tuesday, the theme of the Thanksgiving will be for your family. Thank you, God, for all my family. Now go through each one of the family members by name. Thank you, da da da. Thank you for my spouse. Thank you for my kids. Thank you for my grandkids. Thank you for my sisters. Thank you for my brothers. Even thank you for your parents. Even though they're deceased, you want to thank God for your deceased parents because you wouldn't be having Thanksgiving if your parents didn't bring you into the world, okay? So the Thanksgiving of Tuesday is to get dedicated to thanking God for all the members of your family. And try to do it in detail. Don't rush through it, all right? Wednesday. Wednesday, spend some time, hopefully at least 5 minutes, thanking God for your friends. Okay. Thank God for the friends right now that you have in your life, and thank God for each one of them by name. Thank God for the friends in the past that you might not have any contact with anymore, how people drift apart. But they were significant friends at certain moments in your life, and you thank God for that. Thank God for your friends who are both living and deceased. The deceased ones, you even thank God for them because, you know, they touched your life in a certain way. And they may not have been in your life for a very long time, but they left footprints on your heart, fingerprints on your heart. Okay? Wednesday. Are you ready? Da 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 da. Thanksgiving Day. Thank God for all of His glorious creation. Have we not had a great second part of the summer and a fall? I mean, we've had an Indian summer. And we can't take that for granted. If you're from Western Pennsylvania, you're quite knowledgeable about cloudy days, dreary days, drizzle days, stormy days. Once time we get locked into those kind of days, you know, they have an effect on our moods. But I'm talking about Thanksgiving right now. Hope you can take 5 minutes and you can say, thank you for the sun, the moon, the stars, the blue skies. Thank you for creation, the trees. Thank you. Hopefully, you know, they said this about St. Francis. There came a time in St. Francis' life when he was not so much praying, he became a prayer. Hopefully by what I'm suggesting to you is you not so much you're saying Thanksgiving, but you have become a Thanksgiving. It's an attitude of gratitude. It has to be learned and developed. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. May God bless you.